When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hi, everybody, and welcome back to the show. This is where we talk of some of the most groundbreaking advancements in technology and spaceflight. And in today's episode, we're focusing on SpaceX's Falcon Heavy rocket, which recently conducted a successful static fire test at NASA's Kennedy Space Center in Florida. The test is a critical step leading up to the rocket's upcoming mission to launch NASA's Psyche asteroid probe. Now, the Psyche mission is eyeing an exploration of a metallic object located in the asteroid belt between Mars and Jupiter, potentially giving us unprecedented insights into planet formation and the early history of our own solar system. Now, scheduled for October 12th, a Falcon Heavy will lift off from Pad 39A at the Kennedy Space Center, and if all goes well, the Psyche probe will reach its asteroid target in 2029 for a study duration of at least 26 months. Not only is this mission groundbreaking, though, it's also Falcon Heavy's first collaboration with NASA, adding a layer of gravitas to the venture. So let's break down the elements of this historic mission, its technological implications, and how it aims to push the boundaries of our understanding of space. Now, a critical precursor to any rocket launch is the static fire test. And SpaceX pulled this off successfully on September 30th, and the company briefly ignited Falcon Heavy's 27 first stage engines while keeping the rocket firmly grounded. The reason? To make sure everything is working as it should and to prepare the rocket for the actual launch. This is particularly significant as the Falcon Heavy prepares to carry Psyche's probe on its very long journey. The rocket launch was initially planned for October 5th, but has been rescheduled to October 12th, due to adjustments made in operating the Psyche spacecraft's nitrogen cold gas thrusters. Now, these thrusters are crucial for spacecraft orientation and momentum management, and operating them within temperature limits is essential for the long-term health of these units. Now, NASA and SpaceX conducted a flight readiness review where the mission status was discussed and the green light was given to proceed with the first launch preparation activities. The launch window is open every day between October 12th and October 25th. So what makes the Psyche mission so intriguing? Researchers believe that the asteroid Psyche might be the exposed core of a protoplanet, a crucial building block that came together with other similar entities to form Earth and other rocky planets. Now, this presents a unique opportunity to study the asteroid and possibly gather insights into the early solar system and the formation of planets. Also, the Psyche spacecraft is fitted with an interesting piece of technology. NASA's DSOG, the Deep Space Optical Communications Experiment, and this laser communication system aims to test high-bandwidth optical communications to Earth during the first 2 years of Psyche's journey. Now, given that conventional radio frequency communication systems are reaching their limits, DSOC offers a much-needed upgrade, promising 10 to 100 times the capacity of existing systems. The DSOC experiment will be the first demonstration of optical communications beyond the moon, and its successful implementation could set the stage for future missions requiring higher data rate returns, including those to Mars and beyond. Now, while the flight hardware is crucial, let's not forget about the ground systems. A high-power near-infrared laser transmitter at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory's Table Mountain facility in California will serve as the uplink to the DSOC flight transceiver. To demonstrate high-rate data transfer, the data sent back by DSOC will be collected by the Hale Telescope at Caltech's Palomar Observatory. Now, laser communications aren't entirely new, though. They've been tested via four and varying capabilities. And notably, NASA's Lunar Laser Communications Demonstration in 2013 set uplink and downlink data rate records between Earth and the Moon. And just last year, NASA's terabyte infrared delivery system achieved the highest ever data rate from a satellite in low Earth orbit to a ground-based receiver. However, the DSOC will be the first to take optical communications into deep space, and its success could fundamentally change the way that we communicate with spacecraft on long-haul missions past the Moon, to Mars, and beyond. Now, in terms of a timeline, once the Falcon Heavy launches, the DSOC's collaboration phase is expected to commence roughly about 20 days after takeoff. Now, this sets the technology demo for operation, with the first contact opportunity expected about 50 days post-launch. And the demonstration will continue in two phases until October 2025. But the broader aim here is to make leaps in our understanding of the solar system and the cosmos. And by exploring Psyche, we stand to gain more than just data. We could answer lingering questions about the formation of planets and provide new technologies that set the stage for future missions, both robotic and human, to Mars and other celestial bodies. Now, that's all we have for today's episode on the Falcon Heavy's upcoming launch and the ambitious Psyche mission it's set to carry. Thank you for joining me today. And if you enjoyed the show, don't forget to hit the subscribe or the follow button on whatever podcast platform you're listening on. It's free, takes just a second. And until next time, please keep looking up and also take care of yourselves and each other. I'll see you in the next one.